Starting with Shimshin, and obviously learning Nach is Bechlal not Pashat, to understand it. And on our level, to just try to understand the Mice of Shimshin is even harder to understand. Because when you brought up with it and you see pictures of Shimshin, you think of Shimshin as this, you know, you would think of him, I guess, as a six-footer having huge muscles and biceps. Chavez looks like Mamish, a madman, that he could literally beat and eat up all the Pelishtim at one time. And if you look at it through Chazal, you don't see that concept Bechlal. Firstly, this name Shimshin Agiba is not mentioned anywhere in Tanakh. It doesn't say that he was Shimshin Agiba. Not in Bavli, not in Yerushalmi, not in Medrash, no place. Where does it say Shimshin Agiba? There is a Mechilta, maybe in Shemais, Tezvav, that does say this Lashon, Shimshin Agiba, and the Maaseh, it's ongenumen already in the Rishayim that he's called Shimshin Agiba, so we're going to call him Shimshin Agiba. It's not like the Pshat is that that's what his Gvura, like you think Stam, this Gashmistik Gvura that he had. The Mashal and Nazir, on the Avdalat Amad Beis, he writes, Shimshin wasn't a Nazir like other Nazirim. His Nazirs was Midas Hadin and Gvura. That's what we call him, Shimshin Agiba, and that's what it says, Don Yadin Amr. We'll try to explain that a little bit with what does this mean, Gevura. Again, we started off saying that it's not the Gevura that you would think, this tall strength with all this mighty person, that he looked like this mighty person. Firstly, you see that every time he fought with the Pelishtim, he said, Ruach Hashem. That means it wasn't just down because he was strong. He needed the Ruach Hashem on him. Plishtim themselves, they tried to find out where's the kaiches of Shimshin. If he was this mighty person with muscular person, then it wouldn't be so hard to understand. It would be pashut. Look at him. He was a strengthly person. I would picture Shimshin like you see the pictures of the Chavetz Chaim. That's what I would picture Shimshin. Something like that. A little short man with shriveled and a nazir, long hair. He didn't look good. Nothing. That's what I would picture Shimshin. That would be my mind on Shimshin. Instead of what all the books, you know, when the child books where you see this tall person, I don't think that has anything to do with Shimshin. Why is he called a Giba? Because we know, what's a Giba? The Mishnah Novice. Hakai Vishis Yitzray. That's what Shimshin was. He had to fight his Yitzhara, constant fight of his Yitzhara. And we'll see more and more what that means, why Shimshin Meyuchili had to fight his Yitzhara. Something with his Zainayim. He had to always fight his Yitzhara, so he was Mishnah to get Kai Vishis Yitzhara. Now, the Yishalmi writes that the Yishalmi in Saita, Perek Aleph, Halacha Ches, says there's a stir in Psukim. One Pasuk says that Shimshin was a Shaifet of Klai Yisrael 40 years. And another Pasuk, which is the end of the story of Shimshin, the whole story of Shimshin is four Perakim. The last Pasuk, it says that he was a Shaifet Vu Shafat Es Yisrael Esim Shana. He ruled Klai Yisrael for 20 years. He was a Shaifet for 20 years. It's a stir. In fact, the Yishalmi, we have a stir. Zok to Yishalmi. The answer to this theory is that he ruled for 20 years, but the Plishtim was so afraid, for 20 years later, they were still afraid from his ruling. So you see how stark, what type of gvura he had. And it wasn't the strength, because if he wasn't around, so why are they worried about the strength? You see, he put in them something, such a fright, that they were afraid of Klal Yisrael even 20 years after his death. After Misa Shimshin, they still didn't start up with the Yidden because of these 20 years. The Shaila is Bechlau, Taisus and Shabbos, Afnon Hayim and Beis, brings down that there's no such pasuk that he ruled for 40 years. But like upon him, the Yishalmi has such a pasuk, and therefore, that's what came out of Shimshin's ruling. Now, today we're just going to explain, really, where Shimshin came from. We're not going to learn that many pesukim Bechlau, we're not going to learn that many pesukim always. We're going to try to understand every pasuk, every word in the pesukim. But today we're going to explain where Shimshin came from. Just the Akdama to know where Shimshin came from. We know that Shimshin came from Shevet Dan. Now every Shevet has its kaiches. It's not just that you come from a different Shevet. Every Shevet has its power. And that's what Yaakov Avinu, before he was Nifli, gave a bracha to every Shevet. Yehuda is Daimet Ha'ari. And every Shevet has its kaiches. And we know Malchus comes from Yehuda. Shevet Yehuda, David HaMelech comes from. So now, Yaakov Avinu is giving every Shevet a bracha. And he goes ahead and gives Don a bracha. Don Yodin Amoy Ka'achat Shiftei Yisrael. Three psukim, he gives Don a bracha. He's Mavarech Don. And Rashi explains every single pasuk on Shimshon. I mean, it's nothing to do with Dan. Everything that the bracha was is Shimshon. That means Dan, the whole chetz of Dan is Shimshon. So we see that it's not the shevet. Normally, the shevet gets a bracha, and whoever comes out of it is nichlal on that bracha. Rashi explains every single word of the pasuk going on Shimshon. So something miyuchid more than anything else, even by Yehuda, where Rashi does bring down sometimes about David HaMelech. But it's not that the whole or every pasuk spoken about David HaMelech. Over here by Don, every single thing is about Shimshon. So let's see Rashi. Rashi explains Don Yadin Amay. Kol Yisrael Yu Ke'echad Amay Ve'eskulam Yadin Ve'al Shimshon Niba Nevuazu. The whole Klal Yisrael, the whole nation of Klal Yisrael is going to be underneath the ruling of Shimshon. That means the other Shaiftim, we're talking about here Shaiftim that are before before Malchus. I mean, they're the greatest people in Klal Yisrael that exist. They didn't rule over everyone. Shimshon was the only one that ruled over every single one. Gan's Klal Yisrael was underneath him. And that's what we have to understand. What was Shimshon's godless that the whole Klal Yisrael was underneath him? As far as we see Shimshon, if you look at Fleisha Gagan, he married a Plishti. They're such funny things, such funny acts, and he fought the whole day. You don't see any godless in Shimshon. So he was born a Nazir, fine. That's what his parents told him, he has to be a Nazir. But you don't see any Meir to get godless. And still we see here that Gan's Klal Yisrael was Nimshach HaShem Shimshon. And the Rashi says another pshat, Ka'achat Shifte Yisrael K'miyuchat Sheh B'Shvatim V'hu David Sheh Bami Yehuda. He was just like David. That means we know the godless of David was Lahafli, right? David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayim. David's going to be the Melech. David's from the Shviz. David's everything. And here we go that Shimshon is similar to David. So it's not just that he was a ruler over Klal Yisrael. In his godless of a person, he was also similar to David. So he was this tremendous person, and I think Shimshon's much more related to us than David. And I'll explain. The Ramban is Maisif, and the Ramban says that we see that the Plishtim tried to do bad to Klal Yisrael many times. V'mei Shamga, he goes through the beginning of Shaiftim, V'mei Yiftach, and he says they never won. But only by Shimshon is when Klal Yisrael won over this Nikmas Yisrael and won over the Plishtim. The pasuk says, "Va'itav he don nachash ale derech shvifan ale oyach hanashach ikve sus va'yipal yuchve achas." So Rashi explains, just the derech of a snake is linshach be'ekev. So too we see by Shimshon that he went and he didn't even touch them to kill them. A snake doesn't even have to touch the person really to kill you. It just throws in a poisonous and it kills you. Ari has to bite up the person. A lion has to bite up, but nachash doesn't have to do that. So he says, so too by Shimshon, we see that he held the building and it just fell down. He didn't even touch them. They got killed without him touching them. So again, Rashi is medamed this pasuk. What does a nachash have to do with Dan? Because Shimshon was like a nachash. The Ramban's meisif that Shimshon camouflaged between a nachash, camouflaged, you don't see it really. So too, Shimshon was camouflaged between the Plishtim. And that was his tactic in Muhammad, which we'll get to. Then it says, the last pasuk by Dan says, Lishawasra, Kirisi Hashem. It's going on Shimshon. Shimshon needed help. Yaakov Avinu saw that Shimshon needed help. The Rishbam over here goes very strong to argue on Rashi. The Rishbam was Rashi's anikel. And the Rishbam many times argues on his grandfather. And he says, it can't be. He says, some people are mafarish that all these psukim are talking about Shimshon. Yaakov should go ahead and give only the brachas of Dan, nothing to do with you, Dan. I'm giving you to your ear, your anikel. That makes no sense. Chalila v'chalila, he writes, to say such a pshat. So again, it's Rashi, it's Ramban, it's many other Yishayim that explain the Psukim like this, but the Rashbam says you can't explain the Psukim that all the Psukim of Bechas Yaakov should only be going on Shimshon. That can't be. And he says it's going on Shevet Dan. Why Shevet Dan? Because Shevet Dan was Ma'asiv L'chol HaMachnas. And I think this is the key point that we want to discuss today. Shevet Dan was Ma'asiv L'chol HaMachnas. What does it mean he was Ma'asiv L'chol HaMachnas? The Chizkuni goes with this also, and that's why he was Zeichet to this Bracha. So Reb Tzadik, in a few places, explains what does this mean, Ma'asiv L'chol HaMachnas. And he explains that Klal Yisrael was in the Anane HaKavod. I'm explaining it, B'kitza, but he has this about long arichas in this. Klal Yisrael was in the Anane HaKavod, and we have to understand what the Anane HaKavod were. Anane HaKavod protected Klal Yisrael from all the surroundings around them, not just B'gashmiris, in Ruchnius also. As we know, Amalek tried to come in, right? What was Amalek trying to do? Trying to chap those people that were a little weak in Ruchnius and trying to be mashpi on them. There's haich and yonim in these things, but akapanim, ananei kav is not just something that you see a wall and you just don't, you weren't able to leave. Ananei kav was a metzias ruchnias, and that was came through Ayin HaKayin, and whichever Klai Yisrael was zeichet to it, it was a metzias ruchnias. It might have been a wall also, but akapanim, there was zeichet metzias ruchnias. And now there were people falling out from the ananei akavet. They were slipping in their ruchnias, they were slipping. Let's learn the pashas, right? They were going off the deep, off the dark. Right, they were pashut not following. They were not holding with Klai Yisrael's madrega. And those are the ones that Amalekim were able to chap. Those are the ones that the outsiders were able to get them, because they were weakened in this ruchnias bechlal. So Dun was the shevet that was in the back. Dun was the last shevet. Dun was picking up all the leftovers. What does it mean picking up all the leftovers? What people left behind. So you can learn if it's easy, people left behind their garbage, the pens, the little things. Don went ahead, cared about it, and they picked it up. But the way we're saying now, Tzadik's explaining, it was Ruchnias the level also. That means Don went ahead, and they saw some Yidden falling behind. And they were Mekai of those people. They didn't let them fall behind. Ma'aseh v'chol ha'machnas. Don was the last ones, they were behind the row. And they were the ones that would be Mekai of the people that were falling low in Klai Yisrael. That was the special kayach of Dan. Again, this is Bekitza of Reb Tzadik in a few places. That was the kayach of Dan. That's what it means, ma'asid l'chala machnas. The Plishtim were also trying to go ahead and get Klal Yisrael in that way of, we don't have time to get into those nekudas, but also trying to get Klal Yisrael in that way. And that was Shimshon, where Shimshon was coming from. Shimshon realized that there's a new tactic over here, we have to win the Plishtim. And that was through being ma'asiv l'chol ha'machnas. Yaakov Avinu is saying nevuah here. He's giving Bichas Yaakov. And he thinks that Shimshon Dan Yad and Amo, he sees what Shimshon's all about. And he thinks, Chazal tell us, the Medrash writes off an art, and Bichas Yaakov writes that the Chazal thought, that Yaakov Avinu thought, that Shimshon Agiba is going to be Melech HaMashiach. Why is that? He thought that Shimshon HaGibah is going to bring the Geula of Melech HaMashiach, and Shimshon HaGibah himself is Melech HaMashiach. Because what is Melech HaMashiach? Chazal tell us, we say a pasuk in Yeshaya, Uvo oivdim be'eretz asher v'anidochem be'eretz mitzayim v'shtachvu l'Hashem b'har ha'kodesh b'yushalayim. What's Melech HaMashiach going to do? He's going to be mekavetz kol nitchei amcha Yisrael. He's going to be mekavetz everything. What does it mean he's going to be mekavetz kol klal Yisrael? He's going to be mekavetz the Yidden that are falling through the cracks. He's going to gather everyone together. That's what Mashiach's Avayda is. Yaakov Avinu realized that Shimshon has that kayak. Because Shimshon comes from Shevet Dan, who Shevet Dan is Ma'asev L'chala Machmas. So Yaakov Avinu was Mispa'al L'shuasche Kivitzi Hashem, he sees that Shimshon is falling. He says, Rebbe Yishtam, save him. Because Klal Yisrael needs him for the Gvura to be Ma'asev L'chala Machmas. The Talmid of Hashem writes, that kibalti me abayse gedali mi linitz, he writes, kibalti me abayse shebchines Mashiach yeh shebecholte lulma yitzchus hakla Yisrael. How is Shimshon, how is Don, how do they go ahead and realize and pick up Klal Yisrael? How do they do that? How are they mekar of them? By finding the good in every yachid. So they went ahead and they found this tzitkis in the yachid, that was done. That's how he was asked to chala machnas again. Pashut you learn, the pshat is that he literally picked up the garbage, they were in the back, they were on oven, and that's also going to get through a chedek and shimshon, the murder, the ganivas that they had, that they fought a different Muhammad. We don't see the whole warfare. Shimshon went on his own. Again, we can't go through everything here in one Makuda, but it's a whole different Muhammad. That's how pashut. But we're saying in that there's a little depth also, that in the ruchnias digger level, Shimshon came from Don, that's Mekabetz Kalamach, he saw the good in every person. So that's what Yaakov Avinu was ice mensch when he saw that Shimshon's falling. So he screamed out, Lishawascha Kivisa Hashem, give him another hope, another health. And that we know, what happened was that he taka killed all those plishtim, but he wasn't zeicha to be Mashiach, and that was only through David HaMelech. But al kapanim, that was the kayach of Shimshon and Shevet Don. The even further than that, the Michtam Eliyor, but the Al Desra, also goes, he has a whole shtickle in Chelik Beis, he has a whole shtickle just on Shimshon. And he also goes in that Chassidish Mahalach a little bit, that Kabbalah Digga Mahalach, about Shimshon, the Mahalach that Shimshon was Mekabes Zitcha Ame Yisrael, And he says you have to understand something deeper. He says, Dafka is someone who's in Shevet Dan, that has a little bit of Bechina Daka of Yerida, somewhat of Yerida. See, he's the one that's Roy to be Matzal Klal Yisrael. He's the one that's Roy, he has some Havana in understanding what it means that someone loses somewhat of a Yiddishkeit. He loses somewhat of something. He's the one that could go for be Makarev because he has understanding of it. He says the way to be a tzaddik, again, it's Rabbi Odessa speaking, a little shiid. He says the way for a tzaddik to bring up neshamas, kedushas, kedushas, with the klipas, he goes into these, he has to have somewhat of himself of a yerida in order to get to that aliyah. So now we're talking now on a big level of a tzaddik being Makarev, but it's for all of us. To have sometimes the understanding in someone else is if you had that shverkeit also. Anyone, everyone had some shverkeit. You had a shverkeit of kas. So you could help someone that has a hardship of anger. Anything is like that. You had a hard time in Shalom Bayis. You could sometimes help someone because you understand what it means to go through hard Shalom Bayis. Anything, any little detail in life is like that. You had a hard time with money. So now you have understanding when someone's ani, what it means to live like that. Everything is like that. When you have, in our small little world, we're not Shimshon, we're not anyone like that, but in our little small world that we run, it's also that musig, the pshat is that when you have a feeling to someone, it's always when you never lost a loved one. So now you all of a sudden could explain it to someone else, you could have the feeling for someone else. That's what Shimshon HaGibbe was. He had that feeling because he himself had somewhat of a yirida, whatever in those daggers we could understand. But like upon him, that's why he was able to be Mekav Nitcha Am Yisrael. To go a little weiter, again, we're not going to be normally going this direction, but we see that Reb Chaim Vital writes that, he brings this in Lekutei Torah, I saw, that he says that Shimshon is a Gilgal from Nadav Aviyu. And Nadav Aviyu were the highest Kedusha Shaykh. And what happened? They were Shtuyei Yayin. So that's why Shimshon was also in Shtuyei Yayin. I mean, Shimshon was in such a high Madrega, not only that, he says Vaita, the Chaim Vital writes that he was a Gilgal of Adam Rishon, the Chet of Adam Rishon, that he ate the Enoch. It goes Meshun the Gezach. And because Shimshon is something so deep and so good for us, so deep but so easy for the other hand for us to understand and relate to Shimshon's Mahalach. So the pasuk starts off, just to give just one pasuk to start off, the it starts in Perek Yud Gimel and it goes for four prakim. That's the whole story of Shimshon. So we have to just talk about what Klal Yisrael and that Kufu was going through. They were doing bad again in Be'enei Hashem. V'yitnei Hashem b'yad plishtim abayim shanas v'banish them, punished them, and gave them in the hands of the plishtim. What does it mean? Ra Be'enei Hashem. They were doing bad in the eyes of Hashem. They were, Allah says Ra. Obviously, that's Be'enei Hashem. Mishib HaShal HaMelech Osa Shmuel tells him, V'tas Ra Be'enei Hashem. From here's a murder lesson. They were not these terrible people like we think, you know, they were doing terrible acts and they had to be punished and this. It was only Be'enei Hashem. No one else was able even to see this act, this bad act that they were doing. It was, they came to shul, they looked like regular people, they sat and learned. Not only that, the Gemara in Sanhedrin writes, from the, when the Nevi'im died, Chag Yizchai Malachim, Nistalka Ruach HaKadosh Mi'Yisrael, there's no more Ruach HaKadosh in Klal Yisrael. Still, they were mishtamish in a basket. And the Gemara said, "If you're Aleph, I'm an Aleph." Gemara, a few places it says, "Parmachas a mesubim ba'aliyus beis guyu b'iricha." And a baskel came, but they said there's one person that's ready for the shechina, but the day is not ready l'kach. So here you have that a baskel, the day is not ready l'kach. The shechina, why? Because someone did a chet. So over here we're talking about the neviim, the shayftim. They were neviim. Right? That means Klal Yisrael wasn't that bad that if they were able to zeichet have Nevi'im, obviously Klal Yisrael wasn't that bad at all. So what we think bad is we don't come close to what the Madrega was, no Shaykhs B'chlal. So when we learn Nach and you see that they were bad, firstly, the bad is only Be'enei Hashem. Klapet HaBanishtem was bad. But nothing that you will be nicked. It was some Dakash of a Dakash. That's what Klal Yisrael was holding. But the Pasuk Yeshua writes, in Zion Aleph, Vayimalu b'nei Yisrael ma'amah b'cheirem. We know the story over there. But Ochan, he went ahead and took from Yerichai, he took something. So the mountains bothered. Why does it say, Gantz Klal Yisrael? V'icha Hashem ha'b'nei Yisrael. One person did something wrong. It's like the mountain, because when one person does something wrong, he's a chelik of Klal Yisrael. And since he's a chelik of Klal Yisrael, it's kol, his lashon is, So when one person does bad in Klal Yisrael, it's like everyone did bad. So just the Hagdama, when we're starting here with Klal Yisrael being Rabbi Einei Hashem, either it's just Dafka Einei Hashem, or it's just one person that did something bad, and we all get blamed for it because Klal Yisrael is Kechat Guf. So now getting back to this. So now we have Shimshon coming to help out the Shleimus of Klal Yisrael. How do you help out the Shleimus of Klal Yisrael? Mekametz Nitcheyam Yisrael. He's trying to be Maaseh to Kol HaMachnis. He's trying to fight a war to help Klal Yisrael in a different fanem, in a whole different way, and by being Mekar of people. So now, the obvious question is, and maybe we should run around and start, we know Mashiach's going to come, Mekametz Nitcheyam Yisrael, so maybe the Eitz is to run around and start putting on tefillin on some people, the Chveis, and just running around being Mekametz and just doing whatever you can just to be Mekarev. That should not be done. Why is that? Why not? I said that's going to be Mashiach. And the answer is, you first have to be Mekabetz yourself. Mekabetz doesn't have to mean Dafka big numbers, and you go ahead and just start doing Kiev all over the place, and you send someone here in China, and you send someone over here. You're holding nowhere yourself. What are you doing? Be Mekabetz yourself and your wife and your children. Realize that that's the best of kibbutz. If you're on a madrega, and you're holding somewhere so stark that the Shach felt that there should be Leib L'Achim and the light should go out for half hour to learn a week, or someone on that caliber, or Reb Chaim Mintz, that goes ahead, and he's a Yid that's Meshunadiga Tzaddik, Meshunadiga person, so he feels whatever his Madrega is that he could go and make a campus in the Chveis and Bachram that Adir, Chashav Bachram that could go ahead and do something. But just to go on your own and say, okay, I'm doing Kiev now because Shimshon did Kiev, and that's done, and that's Shevet, and that's Begimim Mashiach, that is the worst thing to try. And Michtav Leo writes this himself. He writes in a different shtickle. He writes that people go ahead and, with the shtickle, you can be Mekarev. He says, okay, so go ahead and Mekarev. He says, the worst thing, he says, you have to be such a high Madrega, Avada, and you have to be ready to fool a little bit yourself. So first be Mekarev, you, yourself, your wife, your children, and then worry about, it's not up to us, as when you're on such a high Madrega and your Naim are so tar and nothing's going to stay you, then you go ahead and be Mekarev Tzitz Chaim Yisrael. So next week, we'll continue. Again, we're going to be going slow on the psukim and trying to, maybe the Adam should get a nachonat, I'm not sure exactly, because we don't need that much. Make some coffee. Fine, okay.